BBC Radio Norfolk, Stephen Bumfrey here. So, Jedward, yes, close personal friends. Love them so much that Thordis even bought me a Jedward pillowcase for Christmas a couple of years ago, which I forgot I had and then found in the top of my wardrobe and began to shriek to myself, how did that get there? From big quiffs to crazy dance moves, Jedward, of course, divided audiences since they introduced themselves as John and Edward on The X Factor. That was back in 2009, can't believe it's like a million years ago. Much to the concern of those around me, I'm a bit of a fan, so I couldn't resist catching up with them ahead of their gig in Lowestoft, the Marina Theatre there, on September the 24th. That's next Tuesday. So I was asking Jedward how they were getting on.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, me and John were in Canada, we went to Australia, we've been all over the world. We still never got a tan. So we're still pale white. We're still like John Edwards from like years ago. Like, I know we've been doing it for like 4 years, but we had like crazy time. Like, we met Barack Obama, we met Katy Perry. We've done a lot of crazy stuff. We had like different tours in Germany. We did Eurovision twice. Like, how crazy is that? Like, who did Eurovision twice? But it was really, really good. Really good to get me and John out there, because like all the different countries like Jedward. And I know we started in the UK and Ireland, X Factor, and that was like our starting point. But
well,
yeah.
I don't know where to begin. Look, you did. I've seen you on TV doing loads of stuff for CBBC. But Australia, how did that go in Australia? Did they love you down there?
Yeah. Well, basically, we went to Australia and we did all the TV shows because, like, all the fans over there contacted them, and then we got on the TV shows, and then basically we're going to be touring Australia in November. But anyway, basically in Australia we met the koalas, and we could never met koalas before, and you weren't allowed to like hug them because I don't know, it was weird.
Well, what about Barack Obama? So you met him?
Yeah, he came to Ireland and his trip to Ireland, and because me and John from Ireland, we get to do everything. Like, we got to run the Olympic torch when the Olympic torch was here, and we each have an Olympic torch in our bedroom. And basically, when Barack Obama came, Michelle Obama was there as well, and we got to perform for them. And it was really good, because anytime we go to Canada or America, if anyone goes, "Who are you guys?" we're like, "Thanks for Barack Obama," and they're like, "Whoa,
exactly." I hope you gave them some top tips on world peace.
Yeah, he gave us a packet of M&M's.
Is it really?
They're like specials signed by the president. Like, these packet of sweets that like made specially for him. And then they also gave us like this kind of clip that was like an American flag and an Irish flag interlocking. Yeah, it was really good.
And what about Eurovision? The Eurovision experience, you guys. What was that like?
I think when we did Eurovision, it was kind of a real proud moment for the UK and Ireland, because I know we represented Ireland, but everybody in the UK kind of felt like we represented them as well. So it was like a double enjoyment of the both countries, because they were like both see John Edward like out in Germany, and it was the first time we were in Germany, and then we got to go to Azerbaijan.
Yeah, I bet the atmosphere backstage is amazing, isn't it?
But it's really weird because it's so competitive, like all the different countries. And like, you've got like nearly 50 countries in it, and we got to the final in both, and we came eighth 1 year, and the next year we did really good as well. But it was really good because we had three albums as well. Like, our first album was Planet Jedward, and that was all like cover songs. That was only like because after the X Factor, like, this demand for like an album, so we had to make that real fast. And then second album was Victory, and that had Lipstick, and it had like all these energy pop songs. And then our last album was called Young Love. We made like 8 music videos all by ourselves. Like, we literally went to the shop, bought a camera, recorded the videos. We recorded a video in Japan. We recorded a video in Canada. We recorded a video in Saint-Tropez. We recorded a video in Orlando. Like, literally, if you go onto our YouTube channel, Jedward TV, you just see all these music videos. And then the music channels play them. So it's really
so you really did buy a camera, and you really did make your own videos.
Yeah. Basically right now.
Whoa, brilliant.
Because like everyone thinks they're totally professional. Like, people, music channels, like, "Well, you guys have loads of music videos." And then basically, the last one we did was in a dried out lake in it was like the El Mirage Lake or something in LA or something. And then we got a car, we got a taxi driver person, and we attached the camera onto the car, and we just got 360 shots where we were standing in the middle of a desert. And then I still have to edit all together. It looks really good. It looks really good because it's called "Can't Forget You," and it's basically representing there's nothing in the distance without you.
So I'm looking forward to Jedward the movie.
Yes, Jedward the movie. It's really cool because there's all like rumors about it being in, like, certain movies, but I think it'd be good. I know like other pop stars have like movies about themselves. I'd like to do what Justin Timberlake did, the way he just became an actor. He wasn't like Justin Timberlake's 3D movie. He just kind of got into it. Stop, John. Right now, John's playing hard.
What's he doing?
The dog.
What was he doing to the dog? What's happening?
Just pet it, playing.
Oh, right, right.
Her name's Blaze. We have a dog called Blaze, and all the fans really like her.
Now, I saw a rerun of Nevermind the Buzzcocks the other night with you guys on there. Did you enjoy the experience? Was that something you'd do again, do you think?
I think Nevermind the Buzzcocks is, like, they're always, like, messing around. But it's always real good to do all the different types of shows. But, like, we have, like, our own TV show, Jared's Big Adventure.
Ah.
And then, basically, the last two series were only 5 episodes per series. But because it was really, like, high ratings, and they showed on BBC Two and everything, there's going to be 10 episodes. We're going to record it in September before the tour.
Oh, now, just very briefly, because I've got to run back into the other studio and pick up my programme, because this is the news break in the middle of my programme.
Okay.
So the Young Love Tour, 24th of September at the Marina Theatre in Lowestoft. Can we expect? Tell me a little bit about what we can expect there.
Okay, you can expect John Neville on stage for 2.5 hours. You can expect 25 songs. You can expect John doing acoustic songs on guitar, because John's got a Gibson guitar. We do, like, covers. We do, like, all our songs of our 3 albums, High Energy. Bring all your fun, bring your posters, it'll be loads of fun.
Oh, brilliant. And does it disturb you to know that I've still got my Jedward pillowcase?
No, that's totally awesome. A lot of people have tattoos, Jedward tattoos for life, so I think you're okay with your pillowcase.
Well, I do have a Jedward tattoo, but if I just turn around and bend over, you can see there it is. Anyway, that was recorded a couple of weeks ago during the news, during the 1 o'clock news. Thordis the Thunder Fairy had to sit in the studio and look after everything, and I went into Studio 2 and recorded the interview with my close personal friends, Jedward, and they're appearing at the Marina Theatre in Lowestoft on September the 24th, and that's next Tuesday.
Thought I was a man, man, I was tough. Didn't waste my time on romance and love and all that girl stuff. Trying to figure it out, I don't know how you're doing this. You make me realize all my life I've been living upside down. But you turned my world around. All I wanted was cars and girls, guitars, the world. Now all
Jedward then. Me and my close personal friends, there's Jedward and All I Want Is You.